Welcome back to a new episode of Male Models Podcast. My name is Josh Peck, and I am also Jewish, but you'd never know it.
My name is Joe. I'm Catholic. You would know it if you were invited to my baptism.
Were you baptized?
I was baptized. I have a confirmation. I am the full Catholic throttle.
Which is fascinating because you seem to reject anything Christ-like.
Well, once I became an adult myself, I shut him out of my life.
Are you an atheist?
No, there's a higher power out there for sure. I'm too small-minded to figure it out, though. So it's like, why am I going to spend any time? I'll find out when I die.
Do you believe in a punishing God? Like, if you mess up, if you lie, if you cheat, do you feel like, oh, it's going to come back to bite me?
Yeah, but that's almost more of karma. Take advantage of them, hurt their feelings.
Oh, I've done some unforgivable shit.
Oh, you could say that again. I'll testify.
No, I mean, like, listen, for instance, you, like, you take advantage of some brand and you you sell them a bill of goods knowing that the ROI is not going to be what they're expecting, and they're going to completely overpay for something and not get any results. Nevertheless, let's just say you felt bad about that. Are you thinking like, oh no, like the next month's going to be a slow month because I juice this company too hard.
No. I don't think of that kind of karma. It's almost like tuna.
Anything that benefits me has nothing to do with karma.
No. Just treat others the way you want to be treated, you know?
By the way, are we going to hear your super loud computer that sounds like it's literally on life support?
I don't think so.
Because I can hear it. Shout out Tim Cook. Man, Steve Jobs, you know? You know, in this like crazy billionaire race to space, Bezos versus Musk versus Richard Branson. Like, Elon Musk is gonna buy Twitter. Bill Gates, is he the savior of the world? Or is he, like, trying to control us with the COVID vaccine? Like, all this thought of billionaires and these, like, brilliant minds. Like, where would Steve Jobs fit in all this?
I think he just focused on himself. Doing his company, Apple, changing the world of our lives.
Like, he literally is so into product that Bill Gates is like, I've got the vaccine. And Elon Musk is like, and I'm going to solve the energy crisis. And Steve Jobs is like, reinvented the iPod Nano. It's a really different lime green than we've ever done before.
I would love to have a little chip implanted in me as like a mobile GPS. That way people could track me.
What's the one Apple product that you feel has been created since Jobs died that if he were alive, he'd go, oh, fucking you idiots. AirTags.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Probably.
But the one thing that he did write, iPod Shuffle, the little, it's like half an inch long and you just clip it on. There's no screen to it. You just have four buttons.
Yeah, it was like a little thumb drive, but with buttons.
That was the best device.
Was it?
Yeah, because you bring it to the gym. You're not weighted down at all. It's amazing.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel like there's those same like events with Apple anymore.
No, and like what number are we on? iPhone 17? Like, let's change it up. Let's start calling them iPhone Reds.
That's your big idea?
Yeah.
If you were in the conference room at Apple headquarters, and they were like, Joe, what do you got?
iPhone Red. Boom.
Can we fire Joe?
That's not true.
They'd be like, Joe, take a lunch. He'd be like, why? There's a huge spread of food right here. I thought we were all going to eat and work.
What would you come up with?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
Me. Okay, I would create... Okay, here's some features I would add to the iPhone. A projector.
See?
Could you imagine a fucking projector from your phone?
Yeah, I'd love that. But it's unnecessary.
Are you kidding me?
What are you going to do? You're going to go out to the desert and put it on a rock?
No.
Where are you putting it?
Like, imagine you are traveling, right? You're on a Southwest flight. There's no TVs in the headrest.
You're going to project on a flight?
You're going to project on the seat in front of you a nice 15-inch display instead of having to like strain your eyes to watch on your phone.
And where are you holding your phone? Are you attaching it to your head so that it has enough room to project?
On the tray table. Smart guy. Sorry, I'm full of great ideas. Hey, should we go over my cliffhanger yesterday?
Yeah, I don't know. Of course.
Okay, so basically to catch everyone up, I was going to do this podcast in like this industrial part of the valley. And as I'm driving over there, it's like at a precarious time because, you know, I'm Ronnie regular over here. I have no problem using the potty and I'm proud of it. And I don't like to overly talk about it, but it's important for this story. So around 9:30, the pot is at 10. I should have known. I should have said, sorry, got to be at 11. So I've now dropped my son off at school. I've driven like 40 miles into the deep, deep valley. I've had coffee. I'm ready to go. And I'm like, I need to take care of some business. So I get to the podcast. It's around 9:40. Pod starts at 10. Answer a couple emails. I'm early on it. And then I start going, oh, I need to use the bathroom now. I can't wait. It turned within 90 seconds.
Oh, wow.
It went from like, I can wait, to
nope.
I have to buy pants.
Ew.
I'll have to buy pants. So I go, all right, there's the door. I'm going to go right into this massive warehouse. And it makes sense. There's probably a bunch of podcast studios here. No problem. And I'm going to use the bathroom. I'm now at a trot. I'm like literally moving very quickly. I'm like a bullet train through the store, right? And I'm like, boom. And somebody like literally sees me. And I'm like, I don't have time for small talk. Okay. I'm like, hey, I'm here for this podcast. And I'm literally like, hey, where's the restroom? And he's like, oh, what's your name? And I'm like, I don't have time to deal with the fact that the paperwork didn't come to you in time, Mr. Front desk guy. Because you've had that experience, right, where you get to a front desk and like, oh, your name's not in the system. Let me call. That could be 3 minutes.
Yeah.
By then, new pants.
You're already basically late for this podcast anyway. Then you're going to have to explain that, oh, I was in the building. But where were you?
Yeah. I'm like, I got to go to the bathroom. So I go, I got to go. So as I'm going, I see like these guides who are like working on this thing at the far end of the room. And they're looking at me. They're like, oh, hi. And I'm like, hey, I'll be right out. I'm like, they're probably so excited that I'm going to be on the podcast. So I go in the bathroom, wreak havoc in there. And I can hear them talking from outside the doors
That's
of this
good.
Bathroom.
That is not a good sign.
So I'm like, okay, someone heard that.
You just hit bloop.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, that was definitely audible. But I go, I'm a grown up. What am I going to worry? Life's too short. You know, we all do it. This has happened to me one other time in my life, actually. I don't know if I've talked about this in front of my wife's family.
Oh, they heard everything?
And her extended family.
That's awful.
I'm not sure if they heard anything. Maybe you could tell me if you think they did.
Okay.
We were...
Wait, so did the podcast people bring it up at all?
Hold, please.
Okay.
Okay, I'll finish that story first. So I exit the bathroom, and now these men have now come from across the room where they first saw me, and now they're like near the bathroom, and I'm like, oh, what a lovely welcome, you know? Like they know what they have here, you know? And they want to usher the king into the studio. And they go, hey, man. And I was like, hey, I'm here for the pod. They're like, oh, that's next door.
Oh, different building?
I went into the wrong office.
You blew up their toilet and then left?
Well, let's focus on the fact that I blew up a stranger's toilet first. Like, bulldozed my... Basically trespassed.
After they tried to stop you.
I trespassed. And then they were like, yeah, man. They're like, yeah, you're Josh Peck, huh? And I'm like, okay, so they definitely know me. I'm not just some random stranger with irritable bowel syndrome. But like, and I was like, oh, it's next door. I was like, okay, thanks, guys. Like, at that point, you can't apologize. You just have to go, oh, this is business as usual.
Right.
Like, oh, of course it is. And I just went to the next office. Kind of glad that I didn't embarrass myself like that in front of the people I was about to go work with.
Oh, yeah, because then they'd spend an hour and a half talking with you knowing that you just full-blown blew up their bathroom.
But still weird that these strangers now have a story
to tell people.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if we were sitting here right now and John Stamos just came in and shat in your garage. You'd be like, what are you doing here? I mean, I know John Stamos, and so do you. So, like, let's use a different example.
Steve-O. No.
No, like, it's got to be someone more...
prestigious.
Ashton Kutcher.
Oh. Who's the sexiest man alive right now?
Like, Ashton Kutcher, what the hell are you doing here?
Yeah.
And here's the other story that basically haunted me for a good year and a half after it happened. So, every year, I'm dating my wife. It's friggin' cute, you know?
Does it get better every year?
What?
Dating your wife, getting married, the relationship...
I'm going to be honest because my wife doesn't listen to anything I do. Yeah, it's okay. No, there's nothing better. Let me tell you one thing, okay?
Uh-huh.
There's nothing better than every moment up until the day you get married.
And then and then it's all downhill.
Get noticed. It just changes, and it's not about, it doesn't get worse. It just changes, and it's, everything needs to change. And can I see change more?
Why are you sweating?
Listen, you're going to wind up going to Hawaii twice this year. That's sick. It's because you're fucking lovesick, my boy. You're all hopped up on it.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah. We were on vacation, man.
Yeah, you're cum drunk.
Wait, what?
I took Paige to Hawaii 6 months into us dating.
I thought you were about to say six times in the first month. Yeah.
And while that trip, like, it was funny because we did fight a little bit on that trip, but, like, it was, I'll never, ever forget how great that was. Those photos, we were so young, so hot, right? And then, like, we went to Bali. We went to the Orange County Fair. We ate funnel cake. Who does that?
We got gelato in Newport.
Yeah, dude. Like, all these inane experiences become fabulous because you are, like, all hopped up on the best drug on earth.
Love.
Adderall. Sorry, love. Love. But eventually, you know, over time. You got to level up. You got to put more skin in the game. You got to, like, you got to give yourself new problems. And you can't only do that. And so then you get married, and then there's, like, new things and new challenges and whatever, and everything works out eventually, or it has to, because there's too much paperwork for it not to. Anyway, no. I love my wife. I'm very lucky. I'm an incredibly lucky human. Anyway, so my wife and I would go up to her family's house, her extended family, her great aunt, Aunt Jenny, shout out, who lives in Northern California, and we would go for, like, Christmas, 4 or 5 days over the Christmas break. And good old Joshy boy, you know, Hollywood Harry over here, you know, Showbiz Barry would bring up what we like to call in the biz screeners for everyone to watch in the movie room.
Oh, my God.
Over Christmas. I mean, how great is that, right?
So let's just understand. There's a lot of hype around you being there, just in general, of who you are.
Obviously.
You bring the greatest gift, movies that are unreleased.
That are literally in theaters currently.
Everyone must be so pumped.
Explain. Do you want me to explain screeners, or should you?
Let me do it, because this is my field. Screeners are what?
Every guild, the Directors Guild, the Writers Guild, and the Academy.
They send the movies that are currently in the theaters to everyone in the Academy there, so they can watch it, and then everyone votes on what the best movies are for the Academy Awards, the whatever awards, right?
Any movie that's nominated for an award, if you're in the Screen Actors Guild, you get to vote. I happen to be in the Directors Guild, where you really get hooked up with all the good movies.
Are you a director?
Yeah, I directed one episode of Drake and Josh.
Oh, shit. And that carried over?
Yeah, baby.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I haven't done another thing since, so I don't get a single benefit from the DGA, but I'm happy to be there. Well, I do get one benefit, and that's these movies. So I basically have these movies now, and they send them all to you, and it's free, and it's a total perk. You know, so I bring the screeners up, and I mean, you should hear the little scuttlebutt going on throughout the week while I'm up there. Can you believe Josh brought this? You know, it's like having royalty here. Like, wow, we've never been so lucky. What are we going to watch? It's like my second or third time there.
Okay, so you made a great killer first impression. Everyone's excited to have you back. You're an O'Brien.
It's nice.
Okay.
It's nice. I'm happy to be there.
Great.
You know, it's great. I feel like a Jewish kid who's on, like, a foreign exchange program with a Christian family.
Oh, fun. The best.
Yeah, total.
We're lovely.
So we're all watching a movie one night. It's great. Everyone's really dialed into the film. And it's at the halfway point, so everyone's in.
What film do you remember?
I believe it was Foxcatcher with Channing Tatum and Steve Carell.
The wrestling movie?
Yeah, it was a...
Okay.
Yeah, wrestling movie. Don't worry, guys. We're not going to talk about wrestling.
Not WWE. We read your messages. No more wrestling talk.
We get it. So I excuse myself to the bathroom, and we've just had dinner, and I know I have to pee-pee, but I'm like, you know, I'm going to sit. I'm going to sit for this one. So I sit. I literally just held back the story because Joe was drinking, and I didn't want him to spit coffee all over his studio. And basically what happens, what comes out of my booty hole is like a wet fart in the bowl. Just like a little bit of, like, ears.
A fart microphone.
Yeah, that's exactly. Way to go, Joe.
It echoes through the hallway, through all the vents, so that everyone can hear it.
I'm re-upping for another year just on that fart microphone reference. Well said. You know what? This podcast's going another year.
Woo!
So what you would have heard would be something like this.
So this sounds like the one that you don't really know.
That sounds like it could be really bad. It wasn't that.
No.
It just was like a amplified fart with like a little bit of like a little bit of a extra.
Reverb?
Yeah, like with like something came out, but it wasn't much.
Right, right, right.
Well, the walls in this house.
Shut up.
Thin. And I remember it happens and I go, oh, and then within a quarter second, I hear a teenage voice from the other room go, oh! Which was confirmation. Because, like, literally, I could have told myself in that moment, I could have, like, deceived myself and said, nah, there's no way. They heard it. And then I literally heard a teenager go, oh, and then I heard a parent go, hey, shh.
That's the worst.
And I had to like do the walk of shame back. I mean, there's still half the movie left.
Yeah.
Like I was literally like, if I throw myself out the window, like, could I die on impact? No, it's only two stories. Like, I'll just break my neck. And so I was like, I gotta go. And I walked back in. I didn't make eye contact with anyone. And I mean, you know, I'm still in the family, but I'm sure they talked about it. Guys, our next partner has a product that I literally use every day. I started taking Athletic Greens because here's the truth. My body's a temple. I get jobs. I get farther in life because I'm attractive. I'm the whole package. And the way that I'm able to sustain that is with Athletic Greens. I'm not going to hide that anymore. Okay, guys, the secret's out. Okay. And I know that celebrity types, icons, legends like Joe and I, they like to keep their secrets secret. But we're not like that. We share that with the public.
It costs you less than $3 a day, plus you're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit.
It's lifestyle friendly. Whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free, it contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs. It supports better sleep quality and recovery, and it supports mental clarity and alertness.
And we want you to know that you're getting 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right.
Athletic Greens was created when the founder experienced a ton of gut health issues and ended up on a complicated supplement routine to recover. It cost him $100 a day. And I've asked this guy to be my father, and he hasn't accepted it. So I've just had to accept the fact that he's the founder of Athletic Greens and not my father.
So to make it easy, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and a 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/male models. Again, athleticgreens.com/male models to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
It's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. So go to athleticgreens.com/male models to get started. Thank you, Athletic Greens, for sponsoring this episode. Hey, Tammy Topics here. Should we go into some stories?
Please.
Here's a fun one, and maybe a little bit of a rebuttal to my comments on the Dave Chappelle of it all of 2 episodes ago.
Uh-huh.
Where I was feeling incredibly bad for the kid who did something, you know, totally wrong, goes without saying, definitely deserves to be punished and everything that happened to him. I just had a bit of empathy for this kid who obviously...
The kid who tackled Dave Chappelle on stage.
Was misunderstood.
Okay.
Turns out the guy tried to kill his roommate. Maybe this kid's not so good.
Okay.
Dave Chappelle's attacker demands evidence from prosecutors over alleged roommate attack.
Is this the night of?
No, this was a couple months ago. But apparently, yeah. I mean, we don't have to go into more than that. But apparently this kid has a history for not being the most sane.
We shun him.
Yeah.
We shun him.
Hey, I can admit when I'm not right. You know? And that takes a big man.
I had a flashback today when I was a kid. And I wanted to ask, because you were always in the spotlight, you didn't really have like a neighborhood crew that you hung out with, did you?
No, I did. Len.
Was it just the two of you, or was there like a squad?
I've always had like a gang of like, I wouldn't call us little rascals, but I'd call us big rascals.
I had that too.
Yeah, yeah. I've always had a crew.
I had my friends who I met in school, and then I had my neighborhood crew. In the neighborhood crew, we'd play like wiffle ball, kickball, football, whatever, in the cul-de-sac.
Kick the can, dodgeball.
We would take leaves when it was raining, and then you put it in the side and see whose leaf would flow the furthest.
Play spin the bottle when it's raining too hard and you guys can't find any girls.
You and Len?
What?
This one time, I hopped on my neighbor's moped. And do you know it goes like 40 miles an hour?
Yeah, they're fast.
I'm riding down the street. He picks up a rock and pretends to throw it at me. I panic. I wobble the steering wheel to the right. And my entire side of my body is just completely like scraped up. And like there's pavement in my arm. It was awful. It was so painful.
Yeah, dude. I've been, not that you asked, but I've been hurt a lot. Like, I mean.
Emotionally, my.
Yeah, first off, dad. Secondly,
my mom.
I was the kid who always had a cast on.
Oh, you had? Up. Okay.
I was kidding, casts. Always.
You were Benny Broken Arm.
Benny Broken Arms, Freddy Fractures.
Did you actually?
Yeah, dude. I remember.
Did anyone sign your casts?
All the time. When I was 3 years old, my.
Still have them.
Saved it. Sometimes I smell the inside.
Ew.
Isn't that the best?
No, it's the worst. Those smell awful.
Oh, that rank. Ugh. Let's go through my breaks. Joshy breaks. I broke my leg when I was 3 because my hyperactive babysitter pushed me out of a swing. Yeah.
You okay?
I think. I broke my tibia. So I broke like my shin bone.
Okay.
Basically.
So this kind of set the standard. Your mom was ready for an entire life of like.
Yeah, it's kids of klutz.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no good. I had a cast up to my groin, I remember. Like, it was literally above the knee, like, all the way up to almost my hip.
Oh, wow.
I'll never forget the day I got my cast off. This is 1989, so it's literally the dark ages.
You remember when you were 3?
I remember them cutting the cast off because no one prepared me. And this was before they had those, like, little adorable cast saws. This was like a buzz saw from shop class.
Oh, shoot.
And I just see this thing turn on and all of a sudden you just hear. And I remember I screamed and then passed out from fear.
You must have been so cute.
The cutest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww.
And I woke up. I'm so happy. The cast is off. I go home. They're like, be careful. His leg is weak. It's been in the cast for 6 weeks.
You have to go to physical therapy to learn to walk again, right?
Yeah, and maybe 89 they didn't do this, but now they would have put me in a soft cast. Like, they would have eased me into it. They're just like, let the gazelle run.
Right.
Gazelle fell over his leg, broke his leg again, same day.
Shut up.
Yeah.
The day you got your cast off?
Broke it again.
Josh!
It was weak!
You put a hard cast back in?
I had to put another one back on for six more weeks.
What color you want this time?
So this was at a time when there was only plaster casts.
So what's that?
It's like big, white, heavy plaster. The colored casts you're thinking of are fiberglass casts, which came later, which were like light and cool.
You didn't even get to get the cool casts.
No, bro. It was heavy as shit.
Damn.
And you wonder why I have asthma. And you wonder why I'm dyslexic.
Was your mom like...
You wonder why I'm into dudes.
What?
What?
Was your mom like baffled?
It's the one thing about my mom, and I can't give her too much shit about it now because being a single mom is a terrifying prospect anyway, especially when you don't have money. You can't have your kid getting hurt all the time.
Right.
But like that made it so like I never was allowed to rollerblade or do anything cool. Then when I'm 8 years old, I fall out of the window at the YMCA after school program.
What were you doing?
I was trying to see. They were doing a production of Grease in the other room.
Actually?
Yeah, and I wanted to hear one of my favorite numbers. Babe, I'm built for song and dance. You know this.
So you fell at the first story?
First story.
And what'd you break?
Broke my arm terribly.
You just had weak bones?
Nah, Papa, that big body of mine was falling up like... I mean, if you fell out like... I think because I was so unathletic, like now, granted, to a certain point, I have a certain base level of fitness that when I fall, I have some body awareness.
Right.
I didn't then.
Right.
Because why? Because my mom wasn't letting me do any kid shit.
Right. She was making you.
I was sitting playing video games, been getting fat, upping my BMI by the second.
Listening to Broadway in the car.
Yeah. Singing Annie and eating chips. Bad.
Okay. Worst pain you ever had?
I remember it being like cripplingly bad, like aww, took my breath away. And so the YMCA calls my mom. She comes and picks me up and goes, we're going to go home. Got to stop by a thrift store really quick. My mom went shopping. So then I remember my mom finally brings me home and I fell asleep.
Wait, so you're sitting there with like your arm bent?
Broken ass arm, being like, can we please go home?
Yeah.
I don't feel good.
And you didn't go to the hospital?
No, because I don't know, Joe, shit happens. So I remember I went home and I got in bed and I fell asleep right away, which like obviously my mom immediately was like, this kid never wants to take a nap and now he just slept for 3 hours. Like
right.
Something, his body's broken. So I remember we woke up and she's like, let's go to the hospital. So we go to the hospital, Bellevue Hospital in New York.
Oh, I know that.
It was one of those rare hospitals that would take you if you had no insurance and no money. So we go there and I'll never forget this. And again, not going after my mom. She's the greatest person on earth. But she's a single mom and she's nervous and I have asthma. So the doctor, I remember, said, they took an x-ray. They're like, oh, this is really broken. I broke the radius, which is the straight bone in your arm. And then you know how your arm has a bow?
Like, yeah,
you know,
yeah, there's like two.
A straight and then there's a bow to it.
Yes.
And I deformed the ulna. So basically the ulna is that bow, like looks like kind of a big comma.
Okay.
I basically like super commed it. So the doctor goes, we're going to need to do something. We're going to have to adjust his arm is what it's, we're going to have to set it. Normally you put a kid under because it's going to be extremely painful. The arm is broken because they're going to have to manipulate the bones now so that they set it and then they put it into the cast so that it's like once it enters, because if they put it in the cast just as it is, it's not going to heal right.
Right.
My mother, understandably, having an asthmatic kid, is like, you can't put them under. I've heard stories about kids with asthma who get put under. They can't breathe. It's a wrap, you know?
Oh, yeah?
All done.
Okay.
You know, call it, you know, 11:48 p.m. Overweight boy, Jewish kid, Barbara's kid.
So she doesn't want you to get knocked under.
She doesn't want me to get knocked under. She doesn't want me to get put under. So they're like, man, we have to set his arm. Like, it's not going to heal right. She's like, figure it out. Like, God bless a single mom, like a tigress.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, we can give him like an oral thing that'll kind of like make him a little woozy, but it's going to be painful, ma'am. And she's like, it's okay. We're going to do a little frontier medicine here. Okay?
It's my Joshy boy. He's very strong.
Give him my purse and tell him to bite down on the leather strap.
It's just the two of us. We're gonna make it through.
So they didn't give me shit, bro. So they give me this drink, and I don't even know if it worked. I don't think it did. I think I started to fake that I was loopy because, you know, I have a taste for drama.
Always acting right from day one.
And I thought I was performing a monologue. I'm like, whoa, where am I? And they were like, oh, good. He's ready. Bring him in. Bring him in. And I remember, first, they start to adjust my arm, and I'm like, whoa, whoa, ah! Like, I'm screaming, like, and they're like, we can't do this.
Yeah.
So then they go, let's put it in the cast, and then as the cast is wet and drying, we'll adjust it within the cast. So I just remember just crying out, like, it was out, like, an hour of me just screaming.
Is your mommy there, too?
She wasn't in the room.
It was just you?
You can't be because like a parent's going to intervene.
Right, and COVID.
Exactly. And 1993 is COVID. And so I just ate it. And my arm did not set right.
Wow.
And it did heal. It did not set right. These things happen. And then I remember I broke my right arm 2 years later ice skating on a school field trip. We tried to sue the ice skating rink at Central Park. And they were like, hey.
On the next episode of Male Models.
Woo! I want to add something.
Sure.
We're going to do every episode. We're going to do, if you give this podcast 5 stars and write a review, we're going to do a review shout out every episode.
I love that.
We're going to do the newest review. And this one's from, I don't know who it's from. You actually have to include your name too, because otherwise we're not going to know, because Apple doesn't like really put your name, which is probably right. So for today's shout out from Carrie Chase, 10 stars. DJ Joshy Jam Session, Joey Jumps to Conclusions are the perfect combo for an epic podcast. Thanks, Carrie Chase.